Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Please turn to Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Are these audacious, famous last words of a lunatic rabbi, or words that truly changed the world as we know it? This famous passage, known as the Great Commission, consists of three parts: a statement of facts, a command that is based on these facts, and a promise attached to that command. The facts are revolutionary. Jesus, the Savior, has risen. His victory over death secured, His claims validated, His assignment completed. Jesus, the teacher, finished the training of His apprentices and is about to send them out to continue what He started. Jesus, the King, is in charge, holding 100% of power and authority, His kingdom inaugurated and poised to transform everything. The command is breathtaking. Go and make disciples of all nations. Or, to capture the Greek more literally, as you are going, make disciples of all people groups. The central command in the passage is to make disciples of all peoples, which necessitates going and involves baptizing and teaching them to obey everything Jesus commanded. It is a breathtaking vision for a global movement of disciples of Jesus who make disciples of Jesus until there are disciples of Jesus everywhere. The promise gives endless courage. I am with you always to the end of the age. The Savior, Teacher, and King promises to be with us, with those He sent, every day to the very end. This promise of His uninterrupted presence and the reality of His unlimited power is what made His followers bold and courageous in the face of opposition, and turned them into an unstoppable movement throughout history. Jesus' famous last words turned out to be true, proving He's not a lunatic or a liar, but Lord. If you are a follower of Jesus in the United States today, it is because His vision, expressed to 11 disciples on a mountain in Galilee, 7,600 miles away, covered all nations around the world. You are a living proof that His plan for saving humanity has worked for 2,000 years, and you stand on the shoulders of approximately 100 generations of disciples who made disciples who made disciples of all people groups, including yours. Now it's your turn to continue what Jesus started. Whether you're going to make disciples across the room, across the street, across the city, or across the world, remember, everything belongs to Jesus. Everyone who follows Jesus is sent. Everywhere you go, there is an opportunity to make disciples of Jesus. And every day, Jesus is present with you. Everything, everyone, everywhere, every day. How will you make disciples of Jesus today? I pray that God will show you exactly what to do. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.